Tunisia has spent the last 11 weeks without a government. Until now. Najla Bodin, who was named as Tunisia's first female prime minister last month, has sworn in her cabinet, which includes 23 ministers, 9 of whom are women.
The State Departments require an assessment, analysis, and reconstructing. We aim to rearrange the priorities and regain trust and hope. The objectives of the cabinet team are based on the following points. First, to regain trust in the state.
In July, President Kais Saied suspended parliament and sacked the prime minister. In September, he assumed all executive powers and began to rule by decree while announcing plans to amend the constitution.
The 25th of July was a historic moment. I took that decision after trying all means of reasoning with them, but it was all in vain.
Saied says he seized power to tackle Tunisia's growing economic crisis, but his opponents call it a coup.
Parliament should be approving this government, but according to the new decree, that's not the case. There will certainly be among the president's critics questions of the legitimacy of this government. But nonetheless, supporters of the president have said this is something that he needed to do to sort of name a new government to sort of set forward.
In 2011, Tunisia was the first country to see large anti-government protests that became known as the Arab Spring. In recent months, thousands have turned up to those same streets to protest against what they call a power grab by their president. They fear they may lose the democratic rights they gained 10 years ago.
There's no place for those who have wanted to undermine the sovereignty of the state and the sovereignty of the people. They have plundered a lot of the people's money. They have turned their hopes into despair. I warn all those who entertain the idea of attacking the state and its institutions, we will thwart their plans for the coming days.
Aside from the economy, this new government has many challenges ahead.
The president wants to amend the constitution, wants to amend the political system, and he's planning a new preliminary elections. So I think they will be limited by time and also by power, because the president announced that they will govern only under these exceptional measures.
For now, Tunisia remains under the power of one man, with a new government sworn in to back him. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.